Which leads me on to looking at what we couldn't, can't, and can design. Now, as you can see from our little picture at the top there of us, Greenbelt, I think, in Maryland, we certainly had a go at designing cities, these artificial cities around the world. I'm sure many people will be familiar with them. As trees, we had a look at them. We said, okay, we want to have these separate communities, these separate areas. They're going to be trees. They're going to be put together like that. And we had a go at it, but we couldn't really do it. And the general waste of many of these communities and the social problems that have accompanied them, say for example, in England would be my closest reflection with Milton Keynes or say Skelmsdale, is horrific. And we tried, but we just couldn't. We can't actually design these cities and these environments like trees because it just doesn't work. And why couldn't we do that? Well, I'd argue that we can't do that because natural organic environments are semi-lattice based, and we can't design semi-lattices. We cannot create environments in which people will slot into and experience complex organic lives. We just can't do it. Our natural mechanism of thought is often a tree. It's often to structure things in a particular way, and we're also limited very much in our capacity to be able to do this quite reasonably. I mean, we're not a able to recreate anything that resembles a human in some respects, and so why would we suddenly be able to think that we could recreate the environment in which humans live? And but the problem is that we've come to the online environment, as you see, might see in my illustration on the top right, and we're actually trying to do that. We're trying to create these environments and structure these environments that people can go into. We're trying to create these folders. We're trying to create these bits of content. We're trying to create these discussion boards and spaces where people can talk and put it all together and design it nicely so that people can come in and communicate with each other. But we can't. We can't do that. We are going down a false dream. We are going in a false direction, and that's not go we're not going to succeed at trying to achieve that. But what we can design, and this is where a topic that's quite close to my heart comes in, is we can design for incorporated subversion. That is, that we can put in designs which are developed, as David Squire said, in order for people to be able to subvert them. And that's why I've put a little screen capture of Blogger there. Because Blogger is a classic example. It's a design which allows people to create their own weblog, which they can then go and do what the hell they want with. They can then go and experiment with, play with, develop, and so on and so forth. They can have control over it, they have ownership over it, they can subvert the environment to their means, and in my opinion, that is the only way that we can effectively design for semi-lattices. We can design only really design for incorporated subversion. We can only really design environments in which other people create semi-lattices rather than we try and create them for them.